Francis here with you to talk about Mercury retrograde, the one that will be from the 18th or 19th of May out to 11 June. And this one's going to be in Gemini, your fellow Mercury-ruled sign. That is to say that Virgo is also a Mercury-ruled sign, and so that makes this Mercury retrograde especially influential. They all are meaningful to you. There's always some new, or perhaps old, deep question that comes up around the time of Mercury retrograde because it's so personal and so real for you. But the question I want to ask is, it's a hypothetical, because it's this kind of thing rarely ever happens, and I don't see it happening, but let's pose the question as a hypothetical. Whatever you do for work, imagine what that is. Whatever it might be. Since it's going to be a hugely wide diversity of things, I'm not going to give an example. You know what you get up every day and do and call work, whether it's your vocation, career, profession, calling, however you think of it. If you woke up one day and that whole thing no longer existed, how long would it take you to find something that you wanted to do? Now, consider that. Give it a minute. Maybe pause the recording and think it over. Maybe you've thought about this before. The reason I ask this is because the way this Mercury retrograde is set up, it raises the question of the extent to which you identify as a primary identity with your profession or your professional calling. This Mercury retrograde illustrates the idea that your sense of who you are and your sense of your mission, your calling, your vocation, your profession, those are very different things, by the way, and I would suggest that you look those words up in the dictionary. Vocation, profession, career, and mission. Not sure which aspect of the 10th house, that being Mercury, Gemini in your chart, which is what we're talking about, Mercury in Gemini, but because Gemini is there, it might be what you do every day might count as more than one. It might be a combination of profession and vocation, for example. For most people, those are separate. But this retrograde experience, because Mercury, your ruling planet, is retrograde in Gemini, the planet that's about those very visible, tangible, long-term investments in worldly activity, in what you do with the world, for the world, as part of the world, and to make your way in the world, they are very closely intertwined. Your sense of I am and your sense of this is what I do. Now, this can vary from country to country, and I think that in the United States, we are here particularly hung up in one's vocation or job or profession as being somehow indicative of identity in a true way. One example of that is in the United States, you can say, hello, who are you? My name is Eric Francis. Hello, I'm so-and-so. Oh, what do you do? You can say that in the first couple of minutes or minute of a conversation. In other countries, I find it's more polite to be a bit more circumspect about what the person does and to not conflate it with who the person is in some deep and elemental way. But for your chart, the setup is there is a close point of contact and between these two things, because of the shared rulership of Mercury between your first and your 10th houses. And because this Mercury retrograde takes place exclusively in your 10th house. And it lasts, Mercury in Gemini lasts a long time. It's something like 10 weeks or something ridiculous. It's like really, to my perception, quite a while for Mercury to be in one sign. Really three times longer than Mercury is typically in one sign. And it would seem longer than Mercury is normally in a sign retrograde, but I haven't done the science on that. So still, it's a while. The question's deep. The question's real. And there is something of a professional identity crisis that's being described by this Mercury retrograde. It can include questions like, am I really this person who does these things that I do? Do I really identify with this job that I have? Do I feel like I have to fake it in order to do what I'm doing? Or I get up and I do exactly who and what I am every day. What I do is an actual, true expression of my actual soul level, original instructions, original mission, existence on this planet, or some combination of it is and it isn't, it is and I could also do this other thing, which is very likely because you have the Virgo setup of being able to have two careers, but also really needing two major, whatever they might be, careers, life callings, vocations. And it is possible that you have one of these, say, twins of worldly activity is what you might think of as a profession, and one is what you might think of as a vocation. And if so, what is the relationship between them? Do they relate to each other? Two examples of linguists, famous linguists. Noam Chomsky, he says that his politics, he's the grandfather of the American left, have nothing to do with his considerable achievements as a linguist. J.R.R. Tolkien was a linguistics professor and a fantasy novelist. And for him, linguistics was the basis of his fantasy novels. The Lord of the Rings and the Silmarillion were written to provide him with a kind of a laboratory where he could use in a kind of real-time environment, though it was a fantasy world, the languages he was developing, because he was such a linguist that he invented languages, like many languages and alphabets. So if you have two of these vocations, and another example of Virgo, Betty Dodson, is a fine artist and illustrator and to some extent animator and filmmaker, and she's also a teacher of sex and sexuality. And the relationship is that she uses her art as a means of teaching. And so there's a relationship. Now, for some people, this can be quite polarized. Now, what happens, polarized as in, like, there's not any connection whatsoever. There'll never be one. I can't imagine how, and so on and so on. All right. So, Mercury retrograde in Gemini in the 10th. Imagine this as taking you, I'm going to use Virgo as your significator, therefore Mercury is your planetary significator, and it places you in this journey in your vocation, career, profession, calling, reputation, house, the 10th. You're in there. You're in there for a while. It looks like some kind of a professional scenario that is a major turning point. But there's many smaller turning points mixed in, and ups and downs, lefts and rights, and you are commingled with this whole thing in a way that seems like there's kind of no escaping. There's really no easy way out, so therefore you've got to go through this journey and this experiment. And I would remind you that perhaps all of this experiment involves the question and the statement, I am. You can state it without the question mark and with the question mark. I am. Am I? I am. I am. However you might say that. And its relationship to this thing that you do that gives you contact with the world. It gives you a role. It gives you perhaps more than one role, or you have a couple of these things, but you are thrust into the larger life of the planet. Now, not everybody gets here. I think you get there. I think that Virgo is one of the most purpose-driven signs there is, and it's one of the things that makes it challenging to be a Virgo, and that you are very good at kind of funneling your creative energy into long-term investments, long-term projects, and you are very good with the concept of necessity. Gemini is suggesting that you hang a little bit looser on this whole thing, and it is asking you now, the concept, this planetary setup is presenting a kind of a concept of being conversant in what you're doing, and rather than seeking anything such as an answer in a decisive way between now and when this retrograde ends and when the shadow phase works out and Mercury leaves Gemini and enters Cancer, use this as a time to investigate. Now, while you're doing this, it is essential that you be conscious and cautious when dealing with people in power. Mistakes are possible, and I will say that costly mistakes are possible, which is why I'm suggesting that you not be too overly assertive in this time, even though there's that temptation, even though that Mars going through Gemini is likely to make you really want to put yourself forward and assert yourself. And look, there may be circumstances where that is absolutely the thing to do, but I would say that easily, you know, 4 out of 5, 9 out of 10 of the things that really seem like the thing to do probably are not the thing to do. So in the end, obviously, you have to make the right decision, but I'm suggesting a more conservative, observant, listening-based approach rather than an aggressive, assertive, I've got to do something different right now type of approach. That at least you hang in with the actual retrograde phase through June 11th and see where you wind up. Because I can tell you that from where we stand today, probably hearing this sometime right before the station retrograde or early in the process, there's going to be information that comes out with the station retrograde. There's going to be a combination of information and disinformation that comes out with a series of events centered around May 27th, which include Mercury-Mars conjunction with the Sun in there and a lot of other planets, and the potential for intrigue and for a kind of inappropriate boundary crossing is real. And so it is therefore a good thing if you proceed with caution, slippery when wet. You know, don't assume that the branch can hold you. You might want to test things out. And there is a problem with potentially certain people not seeming to be exactly themselves or not being who they seem. There is the need to get to know people and to establish trust, and I would suggest it as a healthy means of avoiding trust episodes and mistrust episodes and potentially damaging situations, that you make sure you can actually trust the people who you are inclined to assume that you can trust. I'm not saying go at things skeptically. I'm not saying approach people in a distrusting way, but I'm suggesting that you pay attention and that you really strive to understand who people are and let them show you their true colors and know when you're making assumptions. about them. This is sometimes very difficult. And the Mercury retrograde process with its two stations in many aspects involved in this process, and some of them potentially very helpful, and that will be developing over time thanks to the fact that Mercury is moving slowly in a couple of different directions through Gemini over the next month or two. You have time to do this, and it will be very beneficial, helpful, if you give people time to show their true colors. View your experiences with people as experiments rather than as things with a foregone conclusion where you think you're certain, you know exactly how this is going to be, and then, you know, you're wrong. It's easier to just say, well, let's see how this develops. Let's see what works out. And if you are guessing, you are speculating, tell yourself that. Remind yourself, I'm doing this on speculation. And this includes professional offers as well. I mean, if there is, and there seems to be, some people are magnets for interesting things happening when Mercury is retrograde. You know, when the job offer comes in, or when like the thing they've been waiting for forever, begins to manifest with Mercury retrograde. Well, you kind of have to go with it. And the way to do that is to be fully conscious, cautious, go in with your eyes open. If, for example, there is any form of a contract involved, make sure that two other well-seasoned pairs of eyes read and comprehend that contract, and that you also do, and that you know where there's any hesitation. And if it's at all possible, to avoid making a final commitment till after Mercury has stationed direct. I can't tell you that something of this nature is going to happen, but I'm saying that because there are so many planetary contacts during the Mercury retrograde, that there are basically events. And because every time there's an aspect, we have the possibility for an event of some kind. It's describing something. It's a symbol that's describing something in the real world. And there's a whole bunch of these aspects going by, all species of them. And therefore, there's likely to be this very interesting shuffle, this kind of flurry of activity that's going on. And while that's going on, it may be very tempting to take action. It may be very tempting to move it at these junctures, and it may be inevitable. And so to do this, you've really got to know your map, know what you want, know what any agreement says, be clear with people. And the thing to be the most clear about is what your natural limits are. And if you don't want to take it from that direction, be clear with yourself about what you're willing to attempt and the extent to which you are willing to fail as a prerequisite for being willing to succeed. I think being willing to fail is very important. And it is, it may be the thing that distinguishes those who succeed from those who really don't do very much at all, that willingness to give it a go, that willingness to attempt, that willingness to disappoint someone, the willingness to find out how little you know is necessary. And so if you are somehow compelled to enter a situation that you think is not a guaranteed win, just make sure you're willing to put the chips on the table and know what you're willing to gamble. The chances are that you'll be able to kind of skate through this experience and learn a lot about people and learn a lot from a sequence of small developments. But I would just suggest here, to say it again, particularly because of a combination of factors, Neptune, Mars, and retrograde Mercury, combined with all kinds of amorous intrigue, that you be conscious of your reputation, that you be conscious of what is said about you, that you be listening, and that you not give a false impression of someone that you are not. It's kind of expert astrology here to be in this, and yet there is so much that you can learn, and there are what seems to me so many factors that you will be able to discount. And at the end of the retrograde process, in a couple of different phases, an important one of which is when Mercury stations direct in the second week of June, that you will know as much about what you don't want as you know about what you want. And it's essential to be versed in both. Additionally, one last thing, the whole notion of the importance of absolute clarity in communication with Mercury retrograde is paramount right now. It is essential right now that you be with this process, that you really be meticulous about what you say to whom, and be cool. Be cool. Really. And listen more than anything. People will not be being cool. People will be, I think there's going to be a lot of loose lips around you. And there is an indicator, beautiful little asteroid friend of mine, right in the mix here, saying, listen, read carefully, read slowly, read from the top down and the bottom up. Take notes on what people say to you, lest it disappear. Listen when they reveal their strategy. Be mindful about revealing your strategy. Pay attention, and you will do brilliantly through this whole journey, and on the other end, come out with some clarified, refreshed, reinforced, energized sense of mission in this life, on this planet, at a time when mission is a really important thing to have. That self-guidance of doing something that you belong doing and that you know is meaningful. All right, if you are a Gemini Sun, definitely check out your rising sign. You can get your rising sign combined with, you need your time of birth, so enter that in, astro.com, or some person at Planet Waves, Len or Amy or me, can find out your rising sign for you. Listen to your rising sign. You'll get additional information there. And I'll catch you over in a different sign. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.